Kuperman, who was a big Tanach Torah for many years, and he passed away a few years ago, and his almana gave some money to the yeshiva. So we thought it's only reasonable that we should observe the yotz. We have a Mishnah, Yutes Amin Aleph. There's a double machlokes between Bin Shama and Beis Hillel. One machlokes where the Mevim Oilus Ria. On Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, you have to bring Oilus Ria and Shalmich Hagiga. So Shalmich Hagiga, they both agree you're permitted to bring Hagiga because you can eat it. Oilus Ria you don't eat, so there's no Echol Nefesh. So that's one machlokes whether you're permitted to bring Oilus Ria and Yantav. Then there's another machlokes when you bring the Shalmich Hagiga, do you do Smicha or not? So the Gemara has three different pshatim. What is the machlokes regarding smicha on the shalmei chagiga? So the in our sugya there, machlokes hatanoim on chof and aleph, and Tosis points out that in the sugya and chagiga there's a totally different shot. The Rashi on the Mishnah on Yutes and aleph writes like the sugya and chagiga that the machlokes hatanoim is regarding smicha because smicha b'chol koicha, you're only yotze smicha if you lean b'chol koicha on the animal in such a way. Now, if you take away the animal, the person would fall down. So to lean on the animal is a violation mid the rabbon and mishtamish b'balechayim. It's not allowed to ein roichma gabi behem, gzeir v'shem meyachtach zbori. It may break off a branch in order to whip the animal to encourage it to go faster. So that's a gzeir. You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'balechayim. You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'mechubah. So to lean on a tree in such a way that if they'll take away the tree, you're going to fall down. To lean like this on a tree is mishtamish ben b'chubah, and to lean on an animal, b'chol koichai, mishtamish ben b'chubah, so it's a gzera de rabban. So the machlokes says, but the Torah says you have to bring the shalmich hagigah. So if you're allowed to, it's a malacha. The shech the be'im is a malacha. You're still allowed to bring it on yantav, so you should be allowed to do the smicha as well. So that's the Gemara in Chagiga, says like Rashi on the Mishnah Yotez, that's the machlokes hatanan. Smicha is only a gzera de rabbanan, and that's the machlokes b'sham and b'silv. Does the gzera apply even a makan mitzvah? You just shech the korban, the sham and chagig, but you shouldn't do smicha and yontif? Or no, they never made the gzera to ask the smicha. Our Gemara has two totally different biurim from two different tanoim. So one biur is that the sham and chagig you're mechuyev to bring. It's a chiyuv on Shalosh Agavim. Or the Sviya Sham Chagig, you're mechuyev to bring. So the psukim in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra say that you need smicha on karbonis. So it's only talking about Shalmei Nedova. It doesn't say a word of the Shalmei Chayva. So one version has it that that's the machlokes b'sham and b'sil. Is there a requirement that you need smicha on Shalmei Chayva? Maybe it's only on Shalmei Nedova. And the other version of the Tanaim is, no, that they all agree that you have some kind of yafus, either a mamatzin or whatever. We assume that just like the Chumash says in the beginning of Vayikra, that you need smich and shalmei nedove, so too you need smich and shalmei choyva. But the machlokes is, was it really necessary to do the smich and yontif? It's efshalasus mvod yom. You could have done the smich and erev yontif, done the shchit and yontif. If you're going to shech the shalmei chagig and erev yontif, then you're not yotzei. The shchit has to be on yontif. So that's the machlokes. Is there a din of tekef the smicha shchita? Is there a halacha that you have to do the shchita? The smicha has to be done immediately prior to the shchita. So b'silahol tekef the smicha shchita. So you couldn't have done the smicha on erev yontif. You have no brera. So you have to do the smicha on yontif. And b'shamei agree with b'sil that you do need smicha even on shamei chayva. But they hold there's no such din of tekef the smicha shchita. So you could have done the smicha on erev yontif. There's no reason to be matnar yontif. So that's what Tosfos points out. These are three different biurim in what exactly is the machlokes b'sham and b'sil. When the Gemara has the discussion on chof and meralef, where the shalmei chayva, where the oilas chayva, requires smicha again. The psukim in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra only speak about oilas nedova and about shalmei nedova. Doesn't say a word about shalmei chayva. So the Gemara quotes psukim from Yom Hashmini. On the Yom Hashmini, the Miluim, there was a Hiroa Shoah once in the history of the world that Aaron HaKohen had to bring a Korban Yochid and the Tzibur had to bring a Korban Tzibur. Special Hiroa Shoah. So the Gemara discusses whether Yalfinon, do you learn out Shalmei Chayva, do you learn out Oilas Chayva from Oilas Nedova? Maybe you should assume on your own that just like in the beginning of Vayikra, the Oilas Nedova, you need Smichas, maybe Oilas Chayva also. So Tosis points out there's a major problem over here. We have a klal that Mishor Midoris Le'afinim and Doris Mishor Le'afinim. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says the 14 Shorashim, the 14 Klolim, what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvah. So the third cloud the Rambam writes is you only include mitzvahs that are Noeg L'Doris. Whatever is only Hayvah Shor is not called a mitzvah by definition. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Sifra beginning of Parshas Tzav. In Loshen Tzav and Loshen Zir is Miyad L'Doris. Something, there was a Hayvah Shor in Mitzrayim that they had a knock on the next door neighbor's doors and ask for matonis. That's in today's said in Parshas Boy. That was once in the history of the world. So that's not called a mitzvah. That's a Hayvah Shor. In fact, the Kedushas Levi has a comment on today's Sedra on Parshas Boy that you have two psukim. It says after Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael about the Korban Pesach, says Bnei Yisrael also Kasha Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Then Moshe Rabbeinu told them about Bezos Mitzrayim to have to knock on the next door neighbor's doors and ask for matonis. So there it says Bnei Yisrael also Kedvar Moshe. Why doesn't it say Kasha Tziva Hashem is Moshe? So he says because Korban Pesach is a din l'doris. There were aspects of Hayru Hashon Pesach Mitzrayim that the Mishnah and the Tosefta point out, but in principle, Korban Pesach Mitzrayim was the same Korban Pesach that's Lederis. So that deserves to be called the mitzvah. So that's Shaykh Terayt, and it's also Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. But the Bezos Mitzrayim was not a mitzvah, it's a Hayru Hashon, once in the history of the world. So that you can't say, Bnei Yisrael also Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, it's not a mitzvah. So you have to write, Bnei Yisrael also Kidvar Moshe. So the cloud we had, there's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin in Perek Zayin Mishnah Hei, where there's a Machlokes Rami and a Chachamim. If a Rebbe is giving a shiur, the Talmud pipes up and he starts saying, we're learning Beitza. The Talmud asks the Kasha and Mikvah. It has nothing to do with what we're learning. So the Chachamim say the Talmud has to get up and apologize and say Shaloki in Yenshalti, my question doesn't belong. And Rami disagrees, says you never have to apologize because Kol HaTorah Kula in Yenechad, everything is really interconnected. So we don't pass them like Reb Meir, we pass them, the Talmud has to apologize, and the other day they quoted, but we agree with Reb Meir's principle, the Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Shagasari has a tshuva in the Tshuvas HaChadoshes, where he talks about the Chodesh, the Kuntrus and Chodesh. So he writes, we always learn out Mamatzina Midin Echad Lachaveira. You learn out, all this and told us by Nezikin. How do you know told the same Kayetzbeh? It's a Mamatzinu. How do you know, let's say, Atzei Shita Momdim? How do you know you have to have the Lulav and the Asik Gedar Kedi Lossim? Because by the Mishkan, it says Atzei Shita Momdim Gedar Kedi Lossim. So you learn out the Kol HaTorah Kula. So the reason why you learn out the Kol HaTorah Kula, because we assume all the Dinim and the Torah fit into one big pattern. This assumption of Rameyer, Kol HaTorah Kula in Yenechot. Still, when the Rebbe is giving a Shira Beitza, the Talmud shouldn't ask a question in Mikvahs. He says, still, we Paskin has to apologize. But the principle that Rav Meir said we do agree with. So this halacha that all the dinim you learn out mean dinechad lachaveiro, the Gemara learns out that sharamuad, three times sharamuad from Zav and Zava. The Gemara is learning out from one din to the other. We always learn out mean dinechad lachaveiro. Kol HaTarkuli you learn out mean dinechad lachaveiro on the assumption that all the dinim blend in to make one big pattern, one big mosaic. So that's only the dinim that are noig l'doris. Whatever the Hayra Shor stands out, it's not part of the system. The Hara, it's not noig l'doris. So the midrash HaTorah and the Drasha Spam don't apply. So that's what that's Gemara in Zvachim Adav Kuf Aleph and Aleph. What Tesis is alluding to, they don't tell you where it is. The Gemara says there. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Madu ala achalta masachatos." Why didn't they eat the chata? So Aaron HaKohen explains why. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Kashet tzuveisi." Baruch Shalom told me, "Achlu amatzah seitzel on his back." So Aaron HaKohen explained, "No, there's no tushto. Im shemata b'kot shishol, lo shemata b'kot shidur." So Moshe Rabbeinu was masking. That's a chilek between a din l'doris and a din l'shor. The dinim l'shor don't fit into the system. So what Tosfos said to a very stark in kasha: how can anybody think that on your own you would learn out without a pasuk? You would see on your own, Yafinon, you would, to learn out Shalmei Choyva from Shalmei Nedova, that's not so big, but to learn out Oilas Choyva, that's a Hayra Shor, from Oila the Doris, Doris Mishor Le Yafinon, and Shor, and Doris Mishor Le Yafinon, and Shor Midoris Le Yafinon. So that's Tosfos Kasha, that's a Shtake Tosh, they don't answer that Kasha. And on the base, there's a famous Tosfos here, Chof on the base. The Gemara says, if you bring a korban, whenever you bring a korban, you're doing a malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's say you bring a carbon, so you're doing shchita, is a malach and a tilis neshama, then you do haktara, you're burning. So that's havara. So that's malach is derais. So if it's a carbon shezman kavur, so it's decha shabbos, decha yontif. Yeah. What if you went ahead and you brought a carbon which is not zman kavur? You violated the din of shabbos, you violated the din of yontif. You shouldn't have brought it, then you brought it anyway. So the yevet, it'll be good. So the shayla is up, but you have to do zvika sadam. If you don't do the dalar avodas sadam, shchita kabbalah halacha zvika, the korban will not be kosher. So the Gemara says over here, Rashi writes, even though zvika sadam is not a malacha, with the lashon of Rashi, even though it's not a malacha, but it's asam adarabban, it's a shvus. Avagav dala malacha, he goes above mishum shvus. What's the shvus? When you do this because Hadam, you make the korban kosher. So Mistoma, that's a malachim, and there are bonim, like our freshes from some maestros, like if a person is toivel in a mikveh. So the Gemara said before, it's misakim monim, and there are bonim. You toivel kalim in a mikveh. So here also, you do this because Hadam, you make the korban kosher. So the Gemara says that there's anisa de rabbanon against doing zvika sadam. If it's garmish is banakavu, there's a heter to do the malachos deraisa. So of course there's a heter to do this zvika sadam. It's only an isa de rabban. But if you're talking about a carbon that you had no right, you weren't supposed to be makriv it. It wasn't zmanakavu. Shouldn't have brought it, not on Shabbos, not on Yom. You brought it anyway. So the Gemara says there's an issue. You shouldn't do zvika sadam. So then the Gemara says, but sometimes we allow it. The Gemara suggests maybe a chilik between Shabbos and Yom. So the Gemara discusses which cases would you permit. So Rava says you only permit it Zarekas Hadam, you only make up to do this because Hadam, even though it's a shtikel Nisakim Manim the Rabbanim, Zarekas Hadam al Manasal Hatabasa Bachila. You're going to be able to eat the flesh today. If you can't eat the flesh today, then not. So that's only going to be on Yontif. On Shabbos, you can't broil the flesh. What are you going to eat it raw? You're going to eat the flesh raw. That's not normal. You have to eat the Basar Karbanis in a normal fashion. That's the bottom line in Rashi. So if you say like Rava, that's what the Gemara says on the top. Vishleimale Rava, the second line from the top on Chafal of Menam. If you say like Rava that we're only makel to do this Vika Saddam on Yontif because it's Roy Lachila, so then it's only going to be on Yontif because you'll be able to cook the flesh or broil the flesh and eat it. But if it's on Shabbos, the second price that goes on Shabbos, so then you won't be able to eat it today. So then there's no heter to be zorik the dam. But if you say like the other Amar, Rabba Ravuna, we allow you to be zorik the dam, even though there isn't going to be any achila today. It's just almanas lahakter emurim la'erev, that whenever goes to be kehagam. So the Gemara asks, how come in the first brisa you make them, and in the second brisa you mach? So the Gemara said, akasha, we don't have a teretz, so maybe there's a chilek in Shabbos and Yom. So Tosis has a comment over here. Tosis points out, L'hakter emurim is a real malacha deraisa of havara. So we're talking about a korban she's not a korban she's manakavu. You shouldn't have shechted the korban. Not on Shabbos, not on Yom. If not manakavu, you shouldn't shecht. So we're discussing, are you allowed to do zvika sadam, that the korban should become kosher. Amnas lechol bas, amnas l'hakter emurim. But you're not going to be makter the emurim on Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. That's a malacha deraisa of havara. That you're not allowed to do. So if you're not going to be makter the emurim, in fact, Tosis, how can you eat the basar? Calls man that you didn't do the emurim. Calls man you weren't makter the emurim. You can't eat the basar. So Tosis finally answers on the bottom line in the Tosis Ziba Maska Ma'ibinayu. Just like the Gemara says, if nevdu ha'emurim or if nitmu ha'emurim, if nevdu ha'emurim and nitmu ha'emurim. And you can't fulfill, it's not shach to fulfill the mitzvah of haktoris emurim because they were nitmu or nevdu. So then haktoris emurim is not miyakev and the achila, then you can eat it. So the same over here, since it's osur today, it's Shabbos, it's yontav, it's osur to be makta de emurim because we're talking about a korban she'ez manakavua, so you're not allowed to be makta de emurim. So it doesn't hold you back from eating the bos. That's what Tosis points out. So on this Tosis, there's a famous comment from the Tzlach, the Rebbe Yehuda has a sefer on it. And Beitza, Tzion leNefesh Chaya. So he points out that the Gemara that Tosis quoted in Pesachim Daf Nun Tes on Beis, the Kozman, you know, Makta the Imurim, the Kohanim don't eat the Basar. The Gemara is only talking about Kohanim there. When you bring a carbon, Shlomim, and you give the Chaz of a Sheik to the Kohanim, so the Chaz of a Sheik only becomes Matnas Kuhne after Haktoris Emurim, there's a Seder. So before Haktoris Emurim, it's not yet a Matan Skuna, so you don't give it to the Kohen. You're not supposed to eat it before. Or if you have a Chatas and an Oshim. So Chatas and an Oshim is also a Matan Skuna. So the Matan Skuna only begins after the mitzvah of Haktoris Emurim. But if I bring a Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdush, it's not a Matnas HaBailim. The Bailim bring a carbon, so it's his carbon to eat. So who says that the Haktoris Emurim has to come before the Zrikas Adam has to come first? Before Zrikas Adam, so the carbon is not kosher. So Zrikas Adam is Mata de Achila. Zrikas Adam is Mata de Haktoris Emurim, okay? But who says that you have to have Haktoris Emurim before Achilas Abayim? So he raises it as a question. He says he looked, he was wondering. The Rambam never says one way or the other. And he wonders, he didn't really find any Rishon, just this Achidish that Tosfos assumes, that it even applies to Achilas Abayim by Kochim Kalim. It's Yodua that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvoseset Peites, the Brisker Rav HaChumash talks about this, mentions it a few times. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Kohanim to eat Shiori HaMincha, or the mitzvah to eat Bisar Chatas and Oshim, that's because these are Kochi Kochim. So the mitzvah to eat is only on Kochi Kochim. The Kohanim have Zichre Kuhune, have to eat Kochi Kochim in the Azor. It's like an Avoida. Just like you need a Bas Kohen can't do Avoida in Beis HaMikdash, you need Davke Zichre Kuhune, and the Avoida has to be done in the Azor. So too, Achilos Kochi Kochim has to be by Zichre Kuhune in the Azor. So that's like an avodah. So the Rambam says that that's a mitzvah, but the bailim eat the carbon. That it shouldn't become nicer. You don't want it to become nicer. But the Rambam seems to assume that it's not really a mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah on the bailim to eat. So that could be also that this the Gemara Pesachim says that binaget to chazav shoyk of shlomim that the kohanim get. The Gemara is not. The Gemara says it both on chatas and oshem and on chazav shoyk of shlomim. So one could say that by kochi kochim, the achilas ha-kohanim is a chelak of the seder havoida, like the Gemara says, aloshim kohanim oichlim and bailim miskapim. That's the Gemara's loshim there in Pesachim Nuntes, and the same thing in Yevamos Daf Tzadikam and Aleph. That's the Gemara's loshim kohanim oichlim and bailim miskapim, as if achilas ha-kohanim is like achilas mizbech, it's like a chelak of the avoida. So then you can say there's a seder how to do avoida. So by achilas kohanim, by the Chatas and the Osham, there's a Seder, how you do the Avodah. So first you makta the Emurim, if there are Emurim, unless Nitmo She'obdu, or if it's also to be makta today for some reason or another, either Asim and Atar, Asim and the Rabbana, whatever. So whenever there are Emurim to be makta, so he's supposed to do the Avodah, and the proper Seder. So the proper Seder, this is all Avodah. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Haktoris Emurim and Achilas Kohanim is also one a chelik of the Seder Avodah, go in order. So one could argue the point and say, by Kohanim eating Kochi Kochim, that's a chelik of the Avodah, that's a chelik like Achilas Kohanim, like Achilas Mizbeach. So then there's a Seder of the Avodah. Achilas Kohanim by the Chazav B'Shok of Shlomim, we can say that's another din. That's Kochim Kalim, that's not, you don't say Kalim Ochim and Balim Skapim over there, it's Kochim Kalim. It doesn't have to be Davke Zichre Kuna in the Azara, even Eshes Koin, Bas Koin, also Achelas, but you can say that's the Matnas Kuna, like the Tzlach says, Matnas Kuna only gets off the ground after you fulfill the mitzvah of Haktoris and Mormon. Tais is talking about Kochim Kalim. So that's a shalom. How do they know that there's such a din? That the Bailim should need the Kochim Kalim before the Haktoris and Mormon. That the Tzlach wonders, maybe it's not so. Here the Gemara discusses this on Chofam and Beis. The Gemara discusses the other machlokes Bisham and Bisil in the Mishnah. Are you permitted to be makter oilas riya on Yontif, or do you have to wait till Chalamoid? If the first day Yontif is on Shabbos, then you don't bring either. You don't bring Shalmech Hagige, you don't bring oilas riya. But if the first day Yontif is Bechol, so Shalmech Hagige, that's a chanefesh, you're going to eat it. But oilas riya, you're going to burn the whole thing. So that's machlokes Bisham and Bisil. So why did Bisul say that it's permissible? So the Gemara presents it on Chof and Mebeis that it's called Zman HaKavua. We usually say that you're permitted to be Makriv Karbonis on Shabbos or Yontif, even though it's a Malacha, that a Karbon Tzibur is Mut and a Karbon Yochid. Karbon Tzibur is Dechah Shabbos and Dechah Tumah, and a Karbon Yochid is not Dechah Shabbos and Dechah Tumah. So the Mishnah in Tmura, the second paragraph, Yudal and Manalah, But the Mishnah says that's not exactly accurate. It doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Sibur. Korban Yochid means it's paid for by the Yochid. Korban Sibur means it's funded with the Machzah Shekel money. To meet him himself, it's Korban Sibur. So I think the Mishnah says it doesn't really depend Korban Yochid. It really depends on whether it's a Korban Shezman HaKavua or Korban Shein Zman HaKavua. Ruba the Ruba up to Korban Sibur, 95%, 99% of Korban Sibur is Zman HaKavua, to meet him himself. Once in a Yoivol, once in a century, you'll have a carbon parhalam davishal tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur paid for the machzah shekel money, but it's not zman kavur. You can bring it whatever you want. So that's not derech Shabbos. That carbon tzibur is not derech Shabbos. Then you have a carbon yochid. You have to have the kohen gadol brings. He pays for it. Chavit the kohen gadol every day. You have to give him a salary that he should be able to pay for the chavit the kohen gadol. It's going to cost him a fortune. Every day has to bring minchas chavit, machzisa babayim, machzisa bein abayim. But he pays for it because it's supposed to be a korban yochid. So that korban yochid is decha Shabbos and decha tumah, or the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur when he does the seder avodah. So parachatos hashalah, he pays for the parachatos hashalah. He brings other korbanos on Yom Kippur. The tmidim of mesafim of parshas Pinchas, that's for machzah shekel money. The other korbanos in parshas Achrei Mos are also for machzah shekel money. Parachatos hashalah that he pays for himself, but that's manu kavua. So even though it's a korban yochid, it is decha Shabbos. It is decha. So that's the definition of korban shezman hakavua, decha Shabbos, decha yontov. It's a different kind of a korban. So usually the definition of zman hakavua means like the Gemara has in Brachas Daf Chavav Manal Afaloshin of a yom batal korban. The korban has to be offered today. If you won't bring it today, you can't bring it tomorrow. So then the din is that it's decha Shabbos, decha tumah. So here the Gemara says according to Beis Hillel, we have the same klal korban shezman hakavua is decha yontov. But well, we have a stretch in the definition. It doesn't have to be of a yoma batal korban of a zmanoi. It means you only have 7 days of Pesach. You only have 8 days of Sukkot. If you won't bring the shamichagi, if you won't bring the oil osriya in the course of the 7 days of Pesach, so you won't be yotzei the mitzvah. So even though you can really wait till chalamoy, there's nothing pressing you to bring a davka on the first day yontov. For the purpose of Yantav, that's called Zmanakov. For the purpose of Shabbos, not called Zmanakov. It has to be Yom Yom Batul Kabana. But for the purpose of being Doicha Yantav, so they Shammai or Rabbi opinion that that's also sufficient to be called a Korban Shezmanakavua, that is Doicha Yantav. They Shammai say no, it has to be Dafka Yom Yom Batul Kabana. Same definition you have to be Matir Hakrobus Kabanas be Shabbos, it's been a Geta Hakrobus Kabanas be Yantav as well. And the Gemara says that it's whatever the definition is. Korban Shezman Kavua is a different kind of a korban, and it's Decha Shabbos and Decha Tuma. Has the two head there. There's a Gemara in Psochem, Adaf Lamed Ches on the base. It's really based on the whole sugi, the end of Zvachim. So the Gemara in Psochem there talks a little bit. Bizman had the bummus. That was centuries ago. Bizman had the bummus, Bizman Nova Givon. So every private individual can make a bummus yochid on his rooftop or whatever he wants to in Eretz Yisrael. And then they had a bomas tzibur in Nova Givim. So what are your makrav on the bomas yochid? So the Gemara says, learns that from the psukim, when you have a het of bomas, you can't be makrav achatas and anoshim. You can only be makrav yushoris, only in the dorm and the davas hakarav. And what are your matir on a bomas tzibur? So the Gemara has a machloikas hatanoim. So one time you makriv korbanos tzibur to meet him musafim. Okay, what about a korban yochid shezman hakavua? So that's the long Rashi there in Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches on the base. Rashi is explaining the Gemara. So he shows based on the sugya of the end. That's a machloikas hatanoim. But the korban yochid shezman hakavua is korban over given or not. So on the assumption that a korban yochid shezman hakavua is korban over given. So Tosis raises the possibility there that Bikurim is considered Zman HaKavua. Why? Because it's restricted in time. It's not restricted 7 days like over here. We're not talking about Decha Shabbos, Decha Tum. We're talking about different. There's a concept of a Korban Shezman HaKavua. So when you get to Decha Shabbos, the definition is of a Yom HaBot HaKavan. When you get to Decha Yontav, the definition is Ein Lo Tashlumin. Because ain't so when you get to Yantav, that's called Zman HaKavua. Then Taisis writes over there, when you get to the din that a korban shezman HaKavua is korban oive givain, even though it's a korban yochid, but it's Zman HaKavua, it's a korav. So Taisis suggests even a stretch that Bikurim you can't bring all year long, you can only bring it part of the year, a couple of months in the year. So that's also sufficient, since it's a little mitzumtzum, that's enough to be called zman kavua, that it's korban over given. So you have three different definitions of what ben get to the three different dinim. What's considered a korban shel zman kavua? The Gemara says Hillel and Shammai. The Gemara says in the first perek of Masechet Shabbos, Hillel and Shammai lived. Hillel was the chief rabbi. Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. All the names mentioned in the Pirkei Avos. So the first name was the Nasi, and the second name was the Abbezdin. So Hillel was the Nasi, and Shammai was the assistant to the chief rabbi. He was the Abbezdin. So the Gemara says they lived 100 years before the Churban Abayis. So they used to come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring korbanos. So the Gemara tells a story that on one occasion Hillel brought an Oilas Riyah to the Beis HaMikdash, his man, towards the end of the Bayis Sheni period, and he was going to do smicha on the Oilas Riyah. So that day, the rova, the people in the Beis HaMikdash were all talmidim from the Beis Shammai. So they all ganged around Hillel Azakin. And they said, Mati v'shal behemazu. They start to challenge him. What kind of a carbon is this? So Rashi says, Mepnei amasanusa shal hilal hoi mishane. He told the lie, Mepnei ashal dut mutal shanas mepnei dagrisham. He didn't want to fight with them. So he said, he knew that it was a carbon oilo. So he's not going to eat it. Just because they hold you're not allowed to be makar of a carbon oilo, only shlama, he's not going to eat the carbon oilo. You're not allowed to. It's moil behekdash. He's going to be makar of it as a. Either he's going to be makar of it as a carbon oil, or he's not going to be makar of it at all. But he's not going to give in to that. He was makdish it as an oil. He can't switch in midstream. He can't change it now to make it into a shlam. So he told him a lie, and he said, an oil has to be dapka zohar. A shlam can be zohar on a keva. So he said, don't you see it's in a keva? So obviously it's a shlamim. It wasn't. It was a zohar. It was an oil. Don't you see it's in a keva? And Kishkish loved his nava. He had the animal wave. He waved the animal's tail in such a way to give the mistaken impression as if it's in a cave. Apparently, in the behemoths that in the cave is wagged their tails more than Zahara. That's what it sounds like. So he put on an act that it was. He didn't want to fight with them. So that Rashi says, "Matei Avsonus." He didn't want to fight. Mnei Avsholim, Mishanim Mnei Avsholim. So I remember reading years ago. Nechemiah Goldberg. So he writes on this Gemara, he thinks a little differently from Rashi. Not Mepnei Amasonusa, he didn't want to fight with them. He said there's a sugya in Yevamas daf Yudalat Amanal at the end of the first pair. There's a din of Eloise's Goydadu. If you have a whole group of people in the same base medish, if you have two different cities, in one city they follow Bisham, one city they follow Basila, that's not a problem. If you have two different Bata Midrashim in the same city, in the same city, that's a machloikis in the sugya by the rabbi there in Yevamos Daf Yudal. But in the same Beis HaMikdash, you have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the same Beis HaMikdash, so you have to follow Reif. You have to follow Reif. So it sounds for the Gemara as if Hillel was going to give in to the Talmid of Beis Shammai because they were the Reif. So that's a din of Loisa's guy to do. So he was makdish this as an oiler. So he's not going to eat it. That's against Allah. He can't do that. But it was going to be mishtamet somehow. He didn't want to fight with them. There's an issa of loisis goydadu if the roiv of the shamai, he not allowed to demonstratively do against their shita. He's supposed to go along with their shita. Here he couldn't go along with their shita. That's a shalat. Let's say he would have Hillel and Shammai and all the time and on the Beis HaMikdash and the roiv are from Beis Shammai. Before the psak was given. Here the story says that Bavit ben Buta knew that it was already Oizgit Paskin. The Gemara says, Hayyadesh Allah Yibisa was already Oizgit Paskin from before. So just because one particular day the rive of the people roaming around Beis HaMikdash happened to be Beis Shamanikis, so you don't reverse the Psak. So here you can't really say go Basarai. Before the Psak was given though, so the Din Alpi Pashtus would be if they rolled together in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever the rive says, that's the Din. So if the roiv would be Beis Shammai, so Beis Hillel would not be permitted to bring Oilas Riyah. Or when they bring the Shammai Chagiga, they wouldn't be permitted to do Smicha, because Beis Shammai hold you're not allowed to. You have to go Basa Roiv. So here the Psak was already given. Mishum Lois is going to do, Hillel didn't, not necessarily Mipnei Amasonusa. There's Abzam and the Chemist suggests, Mishum Lois is going to do, you're not allowed to demonstratively do your Shita against the Rav, because the Rav hold that it's Keneged Adin. And then Baba Ben Buta came and he said he knew that it was very oisgit pasken, so just because the Rav today happened to be Beis Shammai, it doesn't affect the change. That's in Shulchan Aruch they have discussions about this. You're davening in Minyan with the Daven Nusach Sfar, you Daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and they're saying Tachna, you're saying Behurachom, and it's in a demonstrative fashion, so you're not allowed to do that. Or it's a Musta Nusach Ashkenaz Minyan, and this guy's davening Nusach, he's going to fall in the Filos Hapayim. Everybody else saying Behurachom, they're going to say Tachna later. This guy said, that's a din of Lois is Goyderu. That's a discussion. Maybe Lois is Goyderu. Maybe the Ika din of Lois is Goyderu only applies to din, and maybe those Shaloy Teor, Shaloy maybe the Lois is God only applies to a machlekes and halacha. Maybe it doesn't apply to a machlekes and minhagim. But many assume it even applies to minhagim. Tachnun, the first urachim. The whole thing is minhagim, but still. So that's big discussions in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever it's noticeable, whenever it's visible, so then if you're saying Psukah Dezimra for Shabbos and no one knows what you're saying softly, no one knows whether you're saying Nusach Hashkans, Nusach Svar. Or you're saying tefillah balachah, nobody knows what you're davening, so then if it's not noticeable, so there's no violation of Lois is Goyderu. But if he's going to bring an oil asriya and do smicha, and it's going to be obviously an oil asriya, then if the roiv abe shambai, then it's a violation of Lois is Goyderu. Then Baba Babut came and said, no, it's very oisge pasuk, and the din is like Nisilo. So just because today the roiv happens to be like Beishamai, it doesn't affect the change. Okay.